Yesterday, Pope Francis, the leader of the Roman Catholic Church, became the first pope to visit Myanmar. His three-day stay there will be immediately followed by a trip to neighboring Bangladesh. Both of those countries are involved in the plight of the Rohingya. This is a Muslim group that's a minority in Myanmar. The country has a population of more than 55 million, most of them Buddhist. Fewer than a million people there are Rohingya. Most of them live in a western state of Myanmar that partly borders Bangladesh, and more than 623,000 Rohingya have crossed that border into Bangladesh. Why? The United States, the United Kingdom, and the United Nations all accuse Myanmar's military of ethnic cleansing, using violence to rid the country of the Rohingya. Myanmar's leaders have denied doing this, saying they're not targeting civilians, but instead terrorists who've attacked the military. So this is one of the issues that's foremost on the Pope's mind as he stays in Myanmar. In the past, he's called the Rohingya his persecuted brothers and sisters who are being, quote, tortured and killed. But because Myanmar's leaders deny that and see the Rohingya as belonging to Bangladesh anyway, experts say the Pope will have to discuss the situation very carefully to avoid offending his hosts.
Funeral for a fallen man. This was the scene in January after the brazen daylight shooting of a well-known lawyer in Myanmar. The victim, Kony, was an outspoken member of Myanmar's tiny Muslim religious minority. His daughter says he was gunned down while cradling his two-year-old grandson outside Yangon International Airport.
And then I turned around and looked, and my father was on the ground, so I just ran and helped him. But at the time, there's no sign of life.
Kony's killing came during a surge of religious tension in this overwhelmingly Buddhist country, a phenomenon CNN reported on 2 years ago.
Who is threatening Buddhism in this country?
Muslim.
Muslims only make up around 5% of the population, but some Buddhist monks preach that they pose an existential threat to the country.
We are worried they will explode our ethnic heritage, cultural buildings, religious monuments, and our brethren when they carry out suicide bombings.
Nowhere is this fear of Muslims more acute than in Rakhine State, where a deadly attack by Rohingya Muslim militants against security forces last August triggered a campaign of reprisals. More than 600,000 Rohingya Muslims have since been driven from their homes across the border to neighboring Bangladesh. Refugees accuse the military of torching their villages, mass rape, and murder. Myanmar says it's fighting against a terrorist insurgency and denies deliberately attacking civilians. The U.S. and the United Nations call it ethnic cleansing. There's little public sympathy in Myanmar for the Rohingya. For decades, authorities labeled them illegal immigrants and denied them citizenship. The Rohingya crisis has raised fears among other Muslims in Myanmar who do enjoy full citizenship rights.
Hate speech overwhelmed the minds of most of the people in Myanmar. If you look at these people, it's all because of fear. And because of this fear, they are afraid of us, and we are afraid of them.